What up, what up, what up? Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hey, I just want to let you know, I know everybody can't always support and donate to the podcast, but hey, if you can do a one-time donation, I put up a Buy Me a Coffee link in this description of the podcast. So if you go to the description of the podcast, it'll be at the bottom, and you can just go to that link and you buy me a cup of coffee, or two if you want. And that would just help support the show, and I can wake up a little bit more and bring you more info. So thanks for listening to the podcast. If you can donate, that would be much appreciated. And let's get on to the show. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, some of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. Today, I got a great one for you. It's titled, The Super Soldier Who is Abducted by a 15-Foot Dracula Alien for Use in Intergalactic Battles or Wars or Space Wars. Now, the title has its origins from this article on ufolic.com, and it's not a joke, it's a legit article, okay? So I want to preface that. I'm going to be doing just real stuff from here on out. I think I want to stick to that, and if I want to write, I'll do that on the website. But this one's really cool, but it sounds like it's a title, you know, made up, and you know, maybe it is, but let's get into it. So this story revolves around Russ Kellett, who's from Filey, North Yorks in England. He states for the past 30 years, he has been in space wars fighting the Dragos, not the Dracos, but the Dragos, which are scaly and have heads like dragons. Well, who does that sound like? Sounds like the Dracos, right? Even Randy Kramer talked about how the Dracos have more of a elongated snout versus some of the Mars reptilians that have more of just a general head but look reptilian, more of like a roundish human-like head but look scaly and reptilian. And then we have even our Terran reptilian species that look very similar to humans but have a scaly skin. So these Dragos sound like they're dragons, and he says he claims that 4 hours on Earth is equivalent to 4 years on these other planets. Now, this is where it gets really interesting. We have two different issues here with that statement. He claims 4 hours here is equivalent to 4 years on other planets. This makes me think of the 20 and back program, where they take you, you work for 20 years, they bring you back, and then they put you back into a clone body and drop you off 15 minutes after they picked you up originally, back in time, right? Or it could revolve around the fact that many astrophysicists state that once you leave Earth, time is different on other planets, and time goes faster once you're away from Earth's gravity. Now, I don't claim to understand all the physics in that, but I know they did that movie Interstellar with Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway, where when they went to those other planets through the wormhole and all these things, that like every minute that passed was like a year on Earth and that kind of thing. I don't know if they were using, you know, real physics in that movie, but if they were, then it would kind of explain a lot about what this gentleman, Russ Kellett's talking about. Now, it's a huge claim, you're right, to say that you're a super soldier that's being abducted by Dragos, not Dracos. Maybe I should call them Dragos to make it a little bit easier. Getting abducted by these dudes and then getting pulled out into an intergalactic war and then coming back to Earth, it seems a bit far-fetched, but let's continue. He believes that aliens have abducted him from his seaside home multiple times to fight battles in many other galaxies. Okay, so there we have that. Russ is now 58 years old and is convinced that he has undergone medical procedures and other procedures at the hands of these aliens. Now, this is really interesting because he states that it was a 15-foot alien Dracula-type alien. Okay? So, Russ is an author as well. He has also produced drawings to back up his claims. There's a couple drawings in these in this article. One looks like a gray, which is kind of weird, but maybe those are the folks that they were fighting. It doesn't say. The Drago reptilian race that was abducting him, they look like kind of like your standard, you know, Dracos. Russ also shared that he developed PTSD and chronic fatigue syndrome from fighting these intergalactic wars. I gotta admit, it'd be pretty difficult to fight an intergalactic war and then come home and go to work the next day. Now, isn't it interesting, though? Because many people get abducted, right? Many people get abducted, and they don't know where the hell they're even at. They don't know where the hell they are. They don't know what the hell's going on. They are simply confused. When they wake up, they're just tired, okay? And this happened to me not that long ago. I'm not saying I was abducted, but I'm just saying I woke up, and I felt like I had been gone for like a week. I looked around my room and everything just looked like gray and dull. And I was so thirsty. I couldn't believe it. Now that happens a lot to a lot of people, but this thirst was like almost unquenchable. It was like I hadn't drank in like a week as well. And everything was just, I was just extremely exhausted. Everything almost seemed surreal. Okay, right? You know what I'm talking about? Like when things seem like not even real, they seem surreal, like above reality. That's what it felt like to wake up. It was very, very bizarre. And I woke up at kind of a normal time. It was like 6 o'clock or something like that. It wasn't anything strange. So I kind of understand, like, you know, if that's the way that people feel after they're abducted, it would make sense. You'd feel exhausted. You would feel extremely exhausted. Your body would feel like it went through a war. Even if you were just abducted onto a craft, you would feel extremely exhausted, extremely tired, just beat up and probably feeling broken like you'd gone through a battle. Because you would be terrified. All of your adrenal glands would be on fire. You would be... You would have zero energy when you woke up. And how could you be expected to go to work the next day? You couldn't. He states, I've been abducted 60 times at least. The first time happened when I was 16 years old, traveling home on my motorbike. And then he has some drawings here, which I talked about earlier. And he says, it's no wonder I used to be so tired at my day job, the amount of time I had been gone for. So, I mean, again, it makes sense, right? He states, I've fought battles across the UK, Europe, and South America. I've even fought in different territories and battles in space. Each time I've been abducted, I've been taken to a room that is covered in checkers, kind of like a chessboard. This is interesting, considering the pattern is the same pattern that the Illuminati or the elites use. Is there another connection here? He states, in the center of this room, there's a glass ball that can transport you through time, as well as transporting you through anywhere in the known and unknown universe. Russ shared a picture of the chessboard and shared that there's been wars between two different alien races for years. Well, I'm sure there's more than two alien races that are at battle. He said, there are so many different races, I struggle to remember the names of them all. It seems as though if he knew all of these species, that he would know that there's multiple alien species at war, but who am I to judge? I'm certain that that one of the races wiped my memory of certain happenings and some of the times when I was abducted. That makes sense. I've said the same thing to other abductees, and they said it's happening to them also. It's quite worrying. Russ hopes that by him sharing the story, that more people will understand what's going on right in front of their noses. So we'll see. It's interesting. It's fun to think about. I don't know if it's fun to think about. It's interesting to think about. I don't know if he's being abducted or not, but I'm not one to judge, like I said. I think that there's other individuals who talked about being abducted, put into war scenarios, and it's not just Randy Kramer. There was also the Mr. Ramirez that was on the Gaia Cosmic Disclosure, talked about being abducted and just doing, he was abducted by the Secret Space Force, not by an alien species, but by the Secret Space Force to basically do the 20 and back program, to not be on the front lines to do like a whole bunch of heroic stuff, but he was basically a cargo man, you know, putting cargo into the ships, the spaceships, and helping it, you know, be placed in the correct cargo bay and become a cargo manager. And he had some other positions as well. So it's not just one person. It's not just two people. We have multiple people now coming out and saying this. Now, you know, many people could say, well, this seems, you know, like these people could have schizophrenia. They could be making up stories for money. They could be doing all kinds of things. Well, that any of those could be true. However, we're having a lot of these stories, especially with Gaia Network, and they're linking with other people's stories as well. They're matching up, and pieces of information that they never made public, and have only been talked through third party channels are being confirmed. So that just lends more credence to these stories, and I find them fascinating. So I hope you guys are enjoying the podcast. I'm going to make another one here. I hope you are continuing to stay healthy, continuing to follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. One of the interesting things, just one little statement here. When it goes to following your hobbies and your goals and your dreams, I just watched an interesting, documentary by many of the world's most brilliant minds. Paulo Coelho, who's an author, Dr. Deepak Chopra, Joe Dispenza, you know, and a lot of these other guys, all talked about how even though they may not have reached their ideal goal until they were later in life, they still managed to achieve it. Paulo Coelho wrote The Alchemist, okay? One of the most popular books of all time. It's in the top five bestsellers of all time. Didn't write it until he was 40. He's 75 now. One of the best sellers of all time was written 35 years ago, okay? So, you can do it too. Continue to follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. Colonel Sanders, right? He didn't even make KFC until he was like 70 or something like that. So, follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Until next time, guys, take care. Locked On Universe out.